This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
What happens here is I think Chris gets tired towards the end of the show, and his voice then gets weirder.
No, I was channeling my inner Crowley, or Crowley. Crowley if you think of Fowley.
Are you now, or have you ever been in the OTO?
I plead the magical fifth.
Okay. Well, technically, you're not in the OTL until you're the seventh degree. That's something they don't emphasize. You're in the
right. And if you haven't been a dues-paying member, I guess that kind of counts against you as well.
Well, after a certain amount of time, they drop you from the rolls. And if you're just a Minerva, they really drop you from the rolls.
I've developed my magical training, a little bit past the Minerva stage.
Okay. Well, most people, almost all of the money is provided by Minerva through third degree because people drop away somewhere in there. More Minervals than anything else. The one statistic I wasn't able to get, even when I was a Grand Lodge officer and exempt from any dues, was how many people have passed through the Minerva degree. I suspect it's something like 20, 30,000 people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's probably a conservative estimate.
Yeah, it is. It's deliberately a conservative.
I'm sure those records are at Tehuti somewhere or the Agape somewhere.
Yeah, you try to get them, though. They used to keep immaculate records, and after my big criticism of them, they started to use charts and things like that, as if they were copying what I had criticized them for. But I have never seen a list of people who have been in and out in Minerva. And OTO dogma states that if you leave at Minerva, you are as if you had never been in. Of course, that's not true. Your money is not cheerfully refunded. And
well, in terms of magically speaking, yeah, all Minerva is a statement of intent. It doesn't mean that you're acting upon it.
Well, it has an oath that makes you lie, but that's neither here nor there. We're not going to go into that territory. I think where I was going was, yes, I've done Tree of Life workings with real people, and I've done them privately as well. What was the stumbling block? You said, have you worked with Jewish Kabbalah? And there is a vast difference between what is more properly Hebrew Kabbalah, the Kabbalah that came out of Sfat in Israel and the medieval Kabbalists and earlier.
Well, there is a difference, but you're the one that answered the question about deity with saying that, you were raised and steeped in Reform Judaism. And so I kind of added the spiritual sort of Hebrew Kabbalah aspect to it just to see how deep you have actually dove into and studied your own the underpinnings of the Judeo-Christian religion. Most Christians don't realize that the Christianity is steeped in esoteric Hebrew mysticism.
Absolutely, but so is Freemasonry. The thing is, it's bad Hebrew mysticism. If you know Hebrew and you know the history of, you should talk to a traditional Jewish Kabbalist and what they think about what they would call Christian Kabbalah, which probably doesn't fit the OTO exactly, but Crowley's Hebrew was abominable. It was based on von Rosenroth's book. In his otherwise useful book, 777, really doesn't get even what the Hebrew letters mean. He gets what the glyphs are, but not what the meaning of the letter is.
Well, the information in the gematria is invaluable for anyone who's interested in mysticism, just in general.
Right. Let me put it this way. This is the easiest way I can clarify on a personal level. When I go into a voting booth, I don't go in as a Reformed Jew. I go in as an American. My attitude towards the OTO and towards the occult in general is that is a philosophical interest, not a religious conviction.
And right. Good distinction.
When the OTO EGC started to blend and say that Thelema is a religion, to which I said, what? Just what the world needs, another GD religion. We don't have enough. We need another Arab state, and we need another religion in the world. That's just what the world needs, right?
Yep.
So there's that. And then I never regarded my experience in the OTO as a religious. It was philosophical, and it was philosophical inquiry. That's what used to be billed before Bill. And I think that it might have religious implications, but they're universal implications. Crowley was not Jewish. A couple of the current muckety-mucks in the OTO are of Jewish background, but I don't know of any except a mortal enemy of mine who I won't mention.
They would never claim that as a foundation of their spiritual beliefs.
Right, and it's not. And yet, Thelema is a religion, and the OTO is an arm of the religion, according to the revision of the bill period of the last 15 years. And when that happened, that's when I started to make my exit. Yes. That was not the only reason. The hierarchy itself, the fact that they could make decisions like that without taking a vote on it, for example, I don't think you can blend authoritarianism or any kind of dogma, religious or otherwise, with the experimental work that gets done in magic. When I do a tree of life working, I am not seeking some particular result. I don't assume that if your person in Kether falls over backwards, that they are going to go to the Ein and become at one with the Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, ultimate a deity beyond all things. That's not in my mind. My mind is, let's see what happens. And we'll go from there. And the same thing for Enochian workings, which I have done a great deal of, and which I think is a portal to other dimensions. And that's a whole other area that links the things we've been talking about for most of the program and the work that I've done in the magical community, because magical invocation or evocation definitely is creating a portal to otherwhere, and one can come up with the most remarkable phenomena, and one should remember to always learn exorcism and closing.
Careful what you wish for. Learn to terminate.
Yes, I even have reason to suspect that the portal that was opened in 1946 by Jack Parsons,
by none other than L. Ron Hubbard and our good friend Jack Parsons.
Yes, has never been closed.
Alan, you've got to explain to our listeners what this.
Excuse me,
we're overlapping. We've got to explain what you mean by this portal opened in 1946.
Okay, there was a working, and I must say that it is frowned upon by the official OTO, but it was out of an OTO lodge run by Jack Parsons and participated in by L. Ron Hubbard in his...
Let me interrupt just for a second, Alan. Crowley himself, upon hearing that this was being planned, forbade them to do the Babylon working.
Well, he also thought that that Hubbard was pulling the wool over Parsons' eyes. Parsons was a rocket scientist who blew himself up some years later, but in his basement experimenting with rocket fuels, apparently. And we all know what happened to Ron Hubbard. He became a deity of sorts, but a very lucrative deity for some people. But the general premise here is that what Gene is asking, and it's a legitimate question for most people that are not acquainted with magic, is
we have discussed this in depth on several shows, so it's not rocket science for longtime listeners. But go ahead.
We are running out of time for this segment. Let's pick up on the next segment, go into it briefly, and move on. that Alan Greenfield, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, you're in
the Paracast.
Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So in response to the question, to kind of catch people up, on opening of the portal, 1946. Alan, go ahead.
Okay, there was a group of people who lived in what was called the Parsonage, named by Jack Parsons. It was in, what is that town that JPL is located in? California experts, whatever the town, he and Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard, went out to the future founder of Scientology and minor deity, went out to the California desert, but not far from where Adamski claims his first big encounter with aliens, and they invoke Babylon, B-A-B-A-L-O-N. It's the numerology of it is considered significant by followers of the Thelemic religion. And they open this portal with the purpose of creating a magical child. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. I will only say, thank God I was born 10 months after the working, not 9 months. Otherwise, I would be tempted to say, well, it worked, but it was on the opposite coast. But in any case, they opened a portal to otherwhere. Don't ask me to define otherwhere any more than to say probably, in my opinion, another brain, B-R-A-N-E, in the sense that the term is used in the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics. And just, they opened it, something came through, and shortly thereafter, the modern era of flying saucers began. Very shortly thereafter. The working went on for some time, but after the desert part of the working, it produced a book that is much debated in occult circles, but it also produced a woman who obligingly was willing to bear the magical child, which she did. Her name was Cameron, and she has a she's deceased now, but she had a modest amount of fame in alternative cinema, we'll say. I don't mean porn, I mean alternative. And what seems to have happened is they did not follow, first of all, Crowley considered them to be rank amateurs. I'm not sure how much actual magical work Aleister Crowley did after World War I, we'll say, after his American period. But he certainly knew the process. And
he did the Alamantra working, which is a whole other story.
Yeah, well, the point is, you don't open a portal to otherwhere and not close it. That's the equivalent of opening up the core of a nuclear reactor for whatever reason you would do something like that and not closing it. Radiation will continue to flow out of it, killer radiation, for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Ask the people of Fukushima, the ones with three eyes, four eyes, five eyes, whatever. Or that place in the Ukraine, in Kiev, whatever.
Anyway,
Chernobyl, right. It's pretty much the same thing, except it isn't necessarily something deadly. But what seems to have flowed out of that is the modern era of, what we will call the New Age phenomena. And I don't think anybody's ever closed that portal. They would have to go to the location. Roughly speaking, I mean, there is a book on it called Sex and Rockets, and shouldn't be too hard to find it, and close that portal because it has produced a lot of really weird effects. You get local portals, and there are some natural portals around the world that have local fame and world fame, and that's something that I do write about more than occasionally. But this is one that was deliberately opened. And I have done that too, but I close them. I've done it experimentally to see what happens, usually with a group of people who know absolutely bubkis, as they say in Italian, absolutely bubkis about Enochian workings or whatever, and then I ask them what their experience was, and then I read them the classical experience from Crowley's The Vision and the Voice, which probably, in my opinion, is his masterwork, and maybe his only really good work. And
Book of Thoth, come on, hey, blah, 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 da, da, da.
No, not the book, the cards. And
the Book of Thoth is the instruction manual.
Well, yeah, but having been a reader since before I met Gene, I can tell you that the cards speak themselves. And
oh, yeah.
You eventually get beyond any book. I mean, I started out with Weight and the Weight book, but I don't use any book now. The cards speak like sentences. And,
yeah, they've got their own voice. Well,
the point is, Pamela Coleman Smith, who did the Weight deck, it ought to be called the Pamela Coleman Smith deck because she created these designs that evoke from the reader. And the same thing is true of Lady Harris. She, I'm sure Crowley had his critique, but the deck she designed was clearly her talent, not his. His artistic talent was not involved, was much lesser and not involved in the creation of that deck. So
I have copy zero of that deck in that book, by the way.
Copy zero? Okay.
Ooh, correct. Yeah, the author's proof copy with the special boards and the special binding, the handwritten magical left-hand introduction by Crowley, and hand-painted plates by both Crowley and Lady Harris.
Well, that's really nice. I don't know that it would read any better that way, but that's...
No, it doesn't. It's just, you know, it's an interesting talisman.
Yeah, I would say that is precisely what you've got there. You've got a talisman for that, as opposed to when I issue free Illuminist charters, I say, which are ad vitam, that is for life, so that I don't exercise any control over anyone who receives a charter. I say, well, think of this not just as a charter, but as a talisman,
right?
Because once activated, it tends to draw its own spiritual energy.
Freedom is a two-edged sword.
That was a collection of Parsons' uncopyrighted stuff that Bill made some money on, I suppose. That's William Gary Keith Breeze. Look him up. He's in the Wikipedia, but then so am I. So.
Well, you know, we had a listing for the Paracast on Wikipedia, and it went down partly because they said some of the information we had on there had not been authenticated properly. I want to put that thing back up again. But then, you know, as you know, when you put things up on Wikipedia, then some of the weirdos out there decide they will present their own versions of it.
Yeah, that's why I'm happy I don't have a listing.
Nor do I. We've got Chris O'Brien and Gene Steinberg. We're featuring Alan Greenfield with the illumination over his face, as you see in his Skype avatar. And that's what he's looking at right now. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Paracast. Paracast. Paracast. Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Alan Greenfield is doing some extra work on the side as an echo chamber.
Chamber.
He's
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in the caves, and I want to give you this sub-interview with Richard Shaver. Dick, what do you think about this, Dick? He don't smell so good. Dick? Well, I guess he's dead and buried here in the caves.
He died, what, 40 years ago?
Is it that long ago? You went out and visited him once, did you not?
I interviewed him. He actually died in 1975, and I interviewed him probably a year or more before that.
Well, I never met him in person, but we had an extensive correspondence, and he sent me a bunch of his rocks, which I gave to my friend Terry, who... I have no idea where he might be these days, but because he's always into some kind of mischief. But
he's still looking for the rocks. They didn't arrive.
No, he got the rocks. I gave them to him. That was not.
You know something funny here? You won't believe this. Back in the early 70s, he was sending us the rocks. These are rock books, supposedly crystalline means of recording information embedded in these rocks. And, of course, what he did then, talking about in the 70s, it's something kind of like we can do now with storage on silicon chips.
Absolutely. I even said that many years ago, although I did not have the technology did not yet exist, but I said, don't discount this as nothing, because the ones he sent me were quite impressive. He also sent me some slides, so I was able to look at, slices of the rock books, as he called them. If you had a proper viewer, I said, these might come out not just as pictures, but they might come out as three-dimensional holographic pictures. And that may well be the case. I don't think there is a world inside the Earth, but I think there are portals that begin with caves, and these are portals that some of which are fairly well known. The Purgatory of St. Patrick in Ireland is a well-known tourist destination, and one can make various arguments about them, but it fits in with the whole Shaver mythos, which of course doesn't start with Shaver. I mean, it goes back at least to the 19th century as a coherent mythos from Bulwer Lytton's Vril, The Power of the Coming Race, and lesser-known works like Emerson's The Smoky God and others. There's a common notion of a world within the Earth. I think that has more to do with the things we were discussing earlier about fairy hills and so forth, which is basically portals to otherwhere.
You know, very interesting here. I was mentioning it, and then we went astray a little bit about these rocks. It got to a point where Geneva and I could actually see things in those rocks. I don't know if it was a giant Rorschach test or not, but we got to see some real things there. And I felt that Shaver probably was onto something, probably wasn't quite what he thought it was, but certainly he was onto something.
I easily saw what he said this was, you know, depicting more or less. So it was, I would say, well, you know, if something isn't absolutely crystal clear, oh, Christopher's picture just came up. Hallelujah. Nice hat. That's an OTO secret hat. Yes.
You get that for many years.
Yeah, you got it in the ninth degree. That's what they give you. It's the big, the central secret is to be found in the hat.
Yeah, Jim Mars has nothing on me.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, yeah, I could see pictures in them as well. So I don't think that's unique, and I don't think that it's an inkblot type thing. There's something there, whether it represents an ancient pre-civilization or not, I don't know.
Well, don't you think it's a little pareidolia mixed in with a little Herophanes, mixed in with a little wishful thinking?
Almost certainly. But no Rorschach.
Right, yeah. Well, you got to have something there to pick up on in order for it to remind you of something.
Yes, I understand, and I don't consider myself bound by any of the oaths that I took in the OTO because they were based on, you know, oaths are a two-way street, and they're based on a false premise. So I speak overtly of the subject when I speak about it at all.
Chris, any more questions?
Wow, we've got a ton. I think this is a really good one. Another question from William Strathman, which I think is interesting in light of our conversation. And he's wondering if, Alan, you've ever had an instantaneous, spectacular, impossible-to-mistake answer to your conjuring. And if so, would you care to give a description?
By answer, you mean manifestation?
Right, some sort of effect.
Some
sort of causal process, ritualized.
Yes, absolutely. Many times. One really good one, I was mentioning the Enochian workings, which I was doing partly as an experiment since I was the inductor to bring a group of people who had little to no experience in that area into contact with another realm of reality. And there were side effects, and one of the most spectacular side effects was, again, we changed people out so that there was, you know, no cribbing, because I wanted to keep it as scientific as possible. We were in a room, and let me try to describe that as briefly as I can. It was a room in our overpriced temple that had two doors. I stood the Lodge Tyler at one door, absolutely reliable person, and when I got through doing the invocation, I stood at the other door. Both doors were locked. The group of people were in a semicircle. The ostensible scryer, although everyone scribed, was sitting in front of Showstone facing me, and after I did the invocation, they would do what you might call a trans-channel sort of thing, but it also involves some traveling. Anyway, afterwards, what I usually did, we did the 30 ethers in 40 weeks. You know, we took off for the holidays, but otherwise it was every week. I would ask them what your experience was, and then I would read them, you know, the section of the vision and the voice, and that dealt with that particular ether. And on this particular occasion, on every occasion, I probably asked something to the effect, well, does anybody else have anything to say, any observations or whatever? And several of the people said, yeah, who was the guy walking around the room behind us? And I said, there was no, and I stopped myself because clearly we had invoked an entity that some of the people in the room had seen. It wasn't there after, because I always did an exorcism before I even got to that Q&A period. Had I known about that particular aspect, there's no way anyone could have entered the room. All of the people in the room were visible to me throughout the experience.
Got Alan Greenfield, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So Alan Greenfield was starting one of his famed long answers, and we ran out of time. Alan?
And not only that, but it was visible only to certain people, which is common with any kind of apparition. So, yes, I invoked. I would have to look up to see which Enochian ether it was. But something came through and manifested for several of the people in the circle and disappeared upon the exorcism and putting the lights back on. And
but was it truly banished and terminated?
Yeah, I'm okay. Good at. I mean, I was very good at exorcism before I ever did an Enochian working, and would not have done one because I was in a lodge which the previous lodge master and founding lodge master had always said, never work with an Enochian until you've attained at least the fifth degree. So I didn't, but I also, on my own, decided this is serious stuff and I need to know how to control it before I ever try to make it work.
Is there anything you can tell our listeners to warn them off about maybe trying too hard to invoke things to try magic? Anything they should watch out for?
Yes, a lot. It's simply a case of this is serious stuff that when you talk about it, because it is outre, it tends to take on a Marvel Universe surreal effect. And to quote the Gil Scott Heron song, there ain't no such thing as a Superman. And if there were, I'm not it, and your listeners are not it. It takes a lot of training. The easiest danger to mention is if you try a lot of magical stuff and are unprepared for it, you will become a very, very, very messed up person. But if you actually get results and have not adequately prepared for it, it can be the most frightening and mind-bending in the wrong sense of that term experience of your life.
Yeah, careful what you wish for.
Yes, be careful what you wish for because you may get exactly that, and then what are you going to do with it? There's that tendency on the part of beginners and even people that have been around for a long time but just sort of dabble to think of this as kind of Ouija board gameplay. It's not.
The term cavalier should never be able to be applied to your efforts.
Absolutely. Since we have about 5 minutes, were there any questions from other people? Because I noticed you only asked questions from that one person. Interesting questions.
I haven't really got started. I mean, there's a bunch of questions from Mr. Strathman. Here's one from Han. He's one of our dedicated posters. He's been here at the Paracast forums for 7 years. He's one of those few individuals that have as many likes almost as he has messages, and that's always an indication of a real good thinker and someone that asks great questions. This is pretty cut and dried, I think. He's really interested in your views on Atlantis, Lemuria, and any sort of, antediluvian cultures and mythos that we have. Where do you come down on that? And do you think that real evidence is ever going to be discovered by archaeologists?
Okay, that's a good question, and it's also a synchronicity, because literally immediately before we went on the air, I was working on my blog of the day, and the subject is Lemuria, or Mu, the Lost Continent. I think that some of this may have to do with what was, when I was a kid, an outlandish theory, continental drift, which is now orthodoxy, which shows that science can change. And I don't think that a continent called Atlantis or a continent called Lemuria existed. But what I do think is, based on extensive evidence, Charles Hapgood and Peter Tompkins being among my best guides, that there were literally prehistoric, perhaps pre-Ice Age world civilizations that existed, probably underwent floods at the end of the Ice Age, which obliterated most of what would be above the surface of the water, but whose cultural legacy can be found in things like pyramids all over the world. So I think that while the continents as such probably never existed, the world jigsaw puzzle fits together very nicely into one continent. So I do think that the stories about those continents are probably true stories, in the sense that there was a world civilization that pre-existed what we consider recorded civilization, and there is a great deal of evidence for it, not much evidence against it. That is my notion on that.
Well, here's a follow-up that I have, and that would be there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of whispering and conspiratorial musings about Antarctica and some of the fairly interesting personages that have been visiting down there. Buzz Aldrin, the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church. I think wasn't John Kerry there during the election? There's been quite a bit of rumblings about Antarctica. Where do you come down on some sort of hidden civilization or evidence of some sort of civilization there?
This may be one of your lost continents. It is a continent. It has ice covering it because of the position of the poles now. I don't think the position of the poles is the same as it was in prehistoric times. There's been some shifting, not necessarily topsy-turvy, but some shifting. If there was a world civilization, they certainly knew Antarctica, because there are maps of Antarctica, ice-free with flowing rivers. And by the way, with global warming, rivers are starting to flow in Antarctica even as we speak. So, yes, I think that probably that was not the exclusive ancient civilization, but in a way, that is Lemuria.
Alan, tell our listeners, if they want to know more about the things that you do, where can they check you out?
First of all, there is now an edition from Paranoia Publishing of the complete Secret Cipher of the Euphonauts, which is Secret Cipher of the Euphonauts and Secret Rituals of the Men in Black combined. Do that, and you can predict UFO cases, and you'll certainly understand the subject much better. And my book on Masonic Rituals, The Complete Rite of Memphis Revised Edition, is selling very well and is available from Amazon and all the usual distributors. So get that if you don't have it already. And if you want to find out about me or get in touch with me or anything else, just Google my name. I've been on the internet since long before it was the internet. And so it's A-L-L-E-N GREENFIELD, and you will find loads and loads of entries. Not all of them friendly, but, you know, there are thousands of entries because, not because I'm famous, but because I've been on for 20 years.
We can always get a Reputation Defender account for him. Seriously speaking, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find us on Facebook if you look for the Paracast. I thought I said that already. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com, the three words together. And he's been updating it, busy bee in recent weeks, so check it out. You can also check out the way that's best to support this show. It's called The Paracast Plus. Go to plus, P-L-U-S, dot theparacast.com, plus dot theparacast.com. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, which is an unpredictable show with guests, without guests. You never know what's going to happen next. We offer the commercial-free version of this show, better quality audio, lots of other goodies coming, and it's all available for a low subscription fee, our price cheap. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. With my friend Alan Greenfield, we're always only getting started. There's more to come. And we expect to continue that discussion this week on After the Paracast. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
I'm always glad to be here on the Paracast. Oh, that was classic.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.